Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Presented by 70% Complete, the website where you can go for bloggy posts and also videos. Oh, what is today's point? I've got a couple of today's points on this good old... Hey, do you hear that? It sounds like rain. It's not. It's snow. Happy April in New England. I'm sure that this does not portend anything about the current state of the climate. Today's point, speaking of impending climate disaster, I want to talk about bad gamer habits. I was just thinking about this as I was driving earlier, and one of the things that I kind of came across was the Given Time soundtrack for Jet the Far Shore. If you may recall, I started playing Jet the Far Shore, was having a goddamn blasty blast. I was recording it for video, and then I stopped because the Avowed video took over, and now the Wolfenstein video has taken over, and also the Expedition 33 video, and also the Dust Punk video. So I just kind of stopped playing the game, which is kind of a bummer because I really liked it. And it kind of got me thinking as I was listening to the soundtrack, which this is the first time I was listening to it. It's a bop. But it reminded me that I have a lot of bad gamer habits, friends. I think the first one is probably obvious and is also perhaps worth writing an entire treatise and self-evaluation about my actual true life. I'm a video game hoarder. I am the person who will never use a health potion if I can eat 7 cabbages. I am the person who would rather restart a save than try to use a resurrection item. I don't know why that is, and maybe that's the treatise one ought write about it, because in my memory of playing games, I don't ever remember, like, there's not like a foundational moment where it's like, oh my god, like, had I only hoarded 3 more mana potions, I would have been able to make it through this fight. Like, that's not the kind of game I was playing as a kid. Like, I don't have any recollection of that being a learned behavior. It was simply, well, I collect the things and then I hold on to the things and I never use the things, and that's it. And you know, you save them for a rainy day, right? Like, you save them for you save them for something. It's just quite not clear what. And then that rainy day never comes, and then you're 95 on your deathbed, never having played Undertale, you know? I guess that's a little real. But it's also kind of like talking about the real life part of that. I mean, I think we all at this point have a pretty copious backlog. This is now the third time I've tried to talk about this. The first two recordings were ruined. But I've been doing some deep diving into a bunch of the old itch bundles that I've picked up. Going back to the bundle for racial justice from 2020, there's also the support for Ukraine bundle. There's a California wildfires one that I have, and then there is like 2 other ones I picked up at some point. Which is kind of weird to just, like, you know, now that I'm thinking about it for the third time, associating a collection of video games with the ongoing cavalcade of disasters, natural and man-made. That's a weird thing to associate. Like, that is now an association I have with, like, Oxenfree or like, Anodyne. Like, now I think of George Floyd when I think of Anodyne, and that's, like, a real weird A to B to C. Anyway, so I've been going through that, and it's kind of made me realize I am also a big game hoarder, you know? Like, you got a lot of them video games, and I'm going to be real with you. I don't think... Oh, I take that back. I've played one video game in all of those itch bundles. Like, I have downloaded an executable and booted it up and played one of those video games. And it was... I think it is called... Wakamarina Valley, I think is what it is called. New Zealand. I wrote a short video for that and put it out. It is the... kind of like a Unreal Engine prototype that later turned into Lush Foil Photography, which is an incredible video game photography simulator, I guess. I wrote a really cool video about that. I think like 9 people watched it. If you're listening to this, go watch that video on the 70% Complete channel. It's a very personal but heartwarming video in my mind. I really like that one. Not surprised that not a lot of people watched it, but I thought it was good. That's why it's on the internet. But I've only played one of those video games. And that seems like a mistake. Like, that seems like a big miss, especially as, like, Steam sales roll around and I continue to, you know, add a thing or two to the old backlog and then save them, just like Jet the Far Shore, for a rainy day or content. And it's kind of like a weird content brain thing. Like, for me specifically, like, I want to play and share these games with people, so people can, like, discover them on their own and, you know, maybe remember that Jet the Far Shore exists and that, you know, you should go back and play it or give it a shot. But that then means that, you know, I am sitting on all of these games waiting for the time that I will use them. Another weird one of these, and I know I bring it up every 7 episodes, but I also have this feeling about Atomic Heart. That is on the stack of games that I'm planning, like, I'm in pre-production on a video for. And so when I play that game, I want to be recording it because, one, there's not like a good save structure, so I can't easily do what I did in Avowed and kind of bop between 15 different RPG saves. But it also means that, like, I always need to be at my computer recording it for footage. And I can't really be playing it on the Steam Deck on the couch. And that if I'm going to do that, then I might as well, you know, do it hashtag for content. And so I haven't even gone through the original bundles, I guess, is like the long and short of it. So I'm going through it right now. I'm going through the first one. And this is proving to be significantly larger of a task than I thought. It is 59 pages, I think, and it is at least 20 items per page. There are, I think, over 450 video games. There is software, there are free-to-use asset packs, and then there is a shitload of tabletop projects, which is what I'm actually downloading right now. I'm throwing them all in a big old folder so that I can use them for freelancers. Some side content ideas for freelancers, again, with the content. But I have the Itch Launcher on my Steam Deck. Like, I should be playing these games. I should be downloading them. I should be giving them a shot. There is a lot there from just, like, well-known popular games. Like, some of the ones I'm looking forward to playing, like, I think Off-Road is what it's called. It's that roguelite tactics game, I think, where you're driving across a demolished, not United States. I, like, tried that on Apple Arcade ages ago and then never got back to it. But then there's also stuff like Far From Noise, Wheels of Aurelia. And the thing that I noticed, I think, like, 2 days ago when I was going through there, just fucking Pyre is in there. I love Pyre. I have not gone back to play Pyre because it's on ye olde PlayStation 4, and to hook that thing up, it's annoying in my office. So I haven't gone back to play Pyre to finish it. So I could do that now. A thing that I did not know was possible. But like I said, like, Anodyne is in there. There are these huge games that are kind of like seminal texts in video game, like, modern indie game history. But also, there's just a bunch of game jam stuff in there, like little more than mechanical tests that were done in, you know, 48 hours or less. And I want to see that stuff. Like, I want to do that. I want to see all of the solo journaling RPGs and, like, take an hour out of my day to play something that is, you know, could be novel or new or interesting. And it's kind of been something I've been thinking about of, like, well, why do I do this? Like, why do I hoard all of the mana potions when I am a warrior character? Like, I could just sell those. Or, you know, why do I hoard all of these things? Like, why do I avoid using the health potion as a healer character when I waste a turn as a mage to just heal myself? And also, like, why do I have over 1,000 games and itch bundles that I have not even opened? I simply purchased. Like, that seems like a waste, and like a waste of, you know, good culture. So I've been digging through there. I think I am. Oh, look, a train. It's still flexing, guys. I talked about this yesterday on an episode that'll never come out, but it is really weird to just watch the train go over the tracks and the tracks flex down at a join. Like, I'm sure that's how it's supposed to work, but it does not fill me with confidence. Trains are crazy. You should look up and see how trains work, because trains are crazy. Anyway, yes, I want to go through those games. I want to start putting them on the Steam Deck. I want to, you know, get out of the idea that, like, I need to play stuff for video. That's part of the reason why I split the 70% complete channel and the other 30 channel. Just split them apart. VODs go up on one. Essays go up on the other. Like, the metrics associated with the success of 70% complete is based on, like, me putting out stuff that I like. It's not based on, you know, volume. Which, like, as much as I would love to stream the rest of Jet the Far Shore, or, like, finally hop into Silent Hill F with some friends and just, like, have a grand old spooky time, I know that just the way that stuff is set up right now, like, I can't do that. So why hold on to it, you know? Like, why have I not played Alan Wake 2, even though I bought it at release? That seems silly. I should start playing these video games. So I guess let this be a lesson to you. Number one, go through those bundles. There's a lot of good shit in there. There's a lot of small stuff that you could probably cram in, like, 8 of those experiences into, like, a good 1 to 2 hour play session. There's also some, like, massive titles in there that you probably haven't played or should play, like Pyre. There's also just some, like, really cool ideas. Like, one of the games that I'm the most excited to play is a little narrative game called Far From Noise, which is, if I remember correctly, you are in a car teetering on the edge of a cliff about to fall over, and it is just kind of like an introspective talk about life when no one is there to help you. I'm excited to play it. I should probably just throw that on the Steam Deck and have a grand old time. But yeah, go through those bundles. Find something that you like. And honestly, like, you have the bundles. You've already paid for them. The only thing you have to lose is your chains, but also your time. Like, just throw some time at it, you know? Does this look interesting? Go for it. Don't wait for a big list to come out to say, hey, you have this bundle of, you know, 900 items. Check out these 7 things. Because at the end of the day, like, experiencing more stuff, trying out new things will help you determine what you like in the next thing. So, you know, variety, spice of life, etc. That's going to do it here. As you heard me excitedly explain, there is now a train here, and I need to get on it. I'm going to finish this damn book. It's time to finish The Invincible. Also, another fantastic indie game that you should go play and buy. The Invincible, based on the novel by Stanislaw Lem, a fantastic science fiction author from the Golden Age. Writer of Solaris, maybe you've heard of it. I'm going to go finish that book, and then probably going to go play that game again, because I do like it a lot. Yeah, that's it. Hey, have a good rest of your day. I believe it is Tuesday. It's only Tuesday. Have a good day. Okay, bye.